Well, now we want to hear about what's being called the first known instance of person-to-animal transmission of COVID-19. On Sunday, the Bronx Zoo announced 4-year-old Malayan tiger Nadia tested positive for the virus, most likely catching it from an unwitting, unknown employee who had no symptoms and probably still doesn't. And 3 other tigers and 3 lions are showing the same symptoms as Nadia. Dr. Paul Kelly is chief veterinarian at the Bronx Zoo. Dr. Kelly, first, how is Nadia?
Nadia and her sister Azul and all the other ill tigers and lions are all doing very well. All of them had a dry cough, and some of them also had wheezing. And Nadia also went off food a little bit of a decrease in appetite. And they seem to be recovering nicely on their own.
Okay, but she's okay. And the employee, are you saying you don't know who Nadia got the infection from?
Correct. And, you know, testing for people in New York City is prioritized based on medical need by
right.
the health department.
Right. So since you have nobody sick, no need to test, but take precautions. And I had to smile, Doctor, when I saw that employees at the Bronx Zoo were now social distancing from the tiger. I would stay pretty far away from a tiger anyway, but they're taking more precautions. What do you do now? It's such a contagious disease. Do you plan on testing other animals?
And so the only reason we tested Nadia was because she was sick and not doing well. We actually anesthetized her to perform a health assessment, x-rays, ultrasound, blood work. We tested for a range of feline infectious diseases at the Cornell Veterinary School Laboratory. And because of what's going on in New York City, we, of course, also were concerned about the potential for COVID infection. And so we also collected samples that the veterinary schools at Cornell and the University of Illinois did that testing and then sent the tests on to the USDA's National Veterinary Services Laboratory for confirmatory testing. We've also shared this information both publicly, as I'm doing now, as well as through our scientific peer networks, through the zoos and the zoo veterinarians, so that others can benefit from this and to contribute some information to the scientific knowledge of this virus. And we've had great collaboration and coordination with city, state, and federal public health and animal health agencies, as well as the labs that I mentioned.
And should we be worried about our cats? What are the thoughts as to whether or not we should be, worried about distancing from our own animals?
I think if cats or dogs were really susceptible to this, as the global pandemic has, marched across the globe, there would have been lots of instances of sick cats being reported. So there have been some experimental infections in laboratory settings of very high doses of virus directly put in cats' noses, and they've gotten sick. But there's no instance of any animal actually getting sick with COVID from a person until now. There were a couple reports in dogs and a cat in Hong Kong that they weren't sick and they were in homes of sick people, so they could have just picked up the remnants of the virus in their environment. So it also could have just had virus test positivity.
And since the zoos are closed, we can see them on Animal Planet. Where can we see your animals?
Yeah, coincidentally, the 4th season of Animal Planet show The Zoo about the Bronx Zoo just aired last Saturday. And in conjunction with the 4th series, they're also replaying the first 3 series. So it's a great opportunity to see the zoo that way. And Azul and Nadia, our tigers, who are now sick with COVID, were featured in one of the earlier episodes when they were cubs. And so you can actually see them as youngsters.
Dr. Paul Kelly, chief veterinarian at the Bronx Zoo. Dr. Kelly, thank you.
Thank you very much. It was very nice to speak to you and your listeners.
Okay, put Animal Planet on your stay-at-home viewing list. But also there's a beautiful picture of Nadia at hereandnow.org. Ah, what a creature.